We're also joined by Rodan Public Radio political analyst Scott McKay. Hello, Scott.
Good morning.
Daniel Harp, for people who might not be familiar with you, tell us a little bit about yourself and why are you running for mayor of Providence?
I'm a native Rhode Islander. I graduated from Brown, both undergrad and my doctorate. I'm a psychiatrist in the city, practiced here for many years at various hospitals. I've been active in Republican politics for a long time. I first ran for mayor 8 years ago against Mayor Cicilline, briefly 4 years ago, but decided to re-enter the race at this particular time to give a Republican voice to the discussion that's going on about the future of our city.
A number of Democrats are expected to run for mayor next year, including City Council President Michael Solomon, Central Falls educator Victor Capian, and Roger Williams Law School professor Jorge Alorza. What are the fundamental ways that you are different from any of these Democratic candidates?
I'm going to focus a lot on the finances at this particular time and the difficulties we are going to continue to face over the next 4 years. The initial statements from a lot of our candidates, the Democratic candidates, are avoiding this issue. They know it's a huge problem. The idea that the city needs to expect 8.25% return on its investments in order to fully fund the pension fund is just ridiculous. And that needs to be further addressed as the campaign goes on with other financial matters.
Let's go to Scott.
You know, mostly when somebody says they're going to run for mayor of Providence, we all say, well, that person needs a psychiatrist. And now we actually have a psychiatrist running. One of the things that people say about Providence is the schools are underperforming. What do you do about this long-term problem we've had in Providence with underperforming public schools?
I would be much more aggressive in working with our colleges. I mean, one of the assets that Providence has, that say a city like Detroit did not have, which went under, is the colleges. Brown, Johnson & Wales, School of Design, Rhode Island College. They're all here at this point. You can partner with these colleges. They are more than willing to do that. I've been on the faculty at Brown for 30 years. There is a desire to do that type of thing. And they're right next door to these colleges at this point. I think I would give some of the colleges much more control over the schools. Oh, that's a big issue, I know, to handle. But I would certainly work with them to begin to improve our school system.
What's happened to the Republican Party in Providence? We haven't had a mayor since Buddy Cianci back in the 70s. Originally, he was a Republican before he flipped and went over independent. And on the east side, there used to be people like Mac Farmer on the city council. There used to be state representatives. Fred Lippitt, for many years, was the House Minority Leader. Why are there no Republicans, even in the affluent neighborhoods these days?
That's a variety of issues, of course. It has to do with the National Republican Party and being far more conservative west of the Connecticut River than east of the Connecticut River. It has to do with the state Rhode Island GOP following the national trend, which I think is a problem. I think we are different and we should be different, much more like the main Republican Party and other Republican parties in New England. I think that that has turned off a lot of people. I think our focus on social issues has been a problem. I think we should be focusing on financial issues and really getting down to balancing our budgets and get reasonable tax rates for people. And that should be our message.
You're a resident of the East Side, which, of course, is much more prosperous than the rest of Providence. What would you do to give a boost to those other neighborhoods where there's a lot more economic struggle?
You know, we have in other parts of the city a vibrant business economy. I mean, you can go down to the southern part of the city and you have, you know, the food trucks, the small businesses. You need to just release these people. You need to have much less city intervention.
What? Be specific. What needs to be undone or what regulation needs to be repealed?
As many regulations as possible.
Could you?
The licensing. Okay, I think that we should have a sunset that if someone applies for a permit or a license, if it's not approved within 30 days, it is approved. If the city can't get to it and do something, then the business can move ahead. A business like Cluck should not have to wait years to try to open simply to give farm supplies to city residents. That's not acceptable.
Well, is that really an example of bureaucracy, though? Because it seemed like the opposition to that was a neighborhood issue.
Well, when I'm not opposing opposition. I'm opposing the time frame. They file an application. The application needs to be heard. If it's opposed and there's a problem, you reject it. I don't care about rejecting it. I am concerned about the time frame and the wait.
No, one of the problems, though, is in licensing. Some would say they're not tough enough. And I would give you the example of the nightclubs, where there's a lot of violence sometimes after hours, and the licensing board and the police are in there. Do you really want to remove restrictions on those folks?
I want to enforce restrictions and not give them third, fourth, fifth, and sixth chances. I don't have any problem with the initial opening. If they can't really manage the business, it needs to be closed.
We're talking here with Daniel Harrop, Republican candidate for mayor of Providence in 2014. In the past, Dan, you've run for the General Assembly, and we know how the GOP has lost ground in the number of seats it holds on Smith Hill. Why has it been such a struggle at a time when the economy's been really bad in Rhode Island for a number of years for the opposition party to gain seats?
I think it has to do with attracting candidates at this point. A lot of people are seeing it as an uphill climb, and they just don't want to make it at this point.
You know, Mayor Tavares and the city council recently froze taxes for the business community, but raised them for homeowners. Was that a good idea? Would you have done that?
No. They froze taxes for the business community because it's the highest tax rate in the nation. So I'm not sure where they can go with that particular thing. I mean, unless they handle the bigger financial picture, the pension picture, and the long-term budgets, I don't know where else they can go at this particular time. I would certainly not have raised anyone's taxes at all.
Well, specifically, what would you cut in the budget?
In the budget, I would cut a good deal of the, it goes back to my partnering with the universities and pulling them in, and not necessarily just having them hand over checks to the city to do things, but pulling them in and be able to work with the school budget at that point, which is a major issue and which is being simply cut now as opposed to being reworked.
You ran to be chairman of the state Republican Party, and the first vote on that was reported as a tie. To some people, that kind of epitomized the dysfunction within the state Republican Party. Mark Smiley is now the chairman. He won a subsequent vote or a recount. What do you say about that episode?
It was a formative experience, let's say. It is what it is at this point, and we move ahead.
Did the Republican Party not have voter ID at that vote?
They did not.
What do you think about voter ID?
I appreciate voter ID. I think we should have voter ID, provided we make sure we get out and give people IDs, that the state gets out to the local community centers and gives people IDs.
As we know, Providence's current mayor, Angel Tavares, is expected to run for governor. You offered a little bit of implied critique for him earlier on, but he did come in and inherited a large budget deficit, has mostly cut that down in size. What kind of job do you think he's done?
You know, I have to quote Rahm Emanuel on this, never let a good crisis go to waste. I think we had a real good crisis. I think he could have fixed it for the longer term. We're back in the situation where we have a mayor who doesn't want to be mayor. He wants to be governor and is focusing on governor and not fixing the city problems for the long term.
Well, what is the biggest problem the city has? If you were a philosopher king and could do only one thing, what would you do?
It's money. It's getting established so that we know over the next 15 to 20 years we can afford what we need to do. And we don't have that. We do 1 or 2 year, 3 year budgets, and then we're back in a crisis situation.
We hear how there's a nearly 100% occupancy for these new units of housing downtown. What would it take to get some more renovation or construction of additional housing downtown?
Well, if you're talking about the arcade, that's great, but it's very particular housing. It's you know, small single rooms. I mean, you've got the empty Fleet Bank of America building at this point sitting there. I don't know where the money is going to come from unless we again reduce a lot of the overhead licensing and regulations at this point. That's about all the city can do at this point. We don't have the money, but we could certainly get rid of regulations and help people to do things with that.
You mentioned the so-called Superman building. What would you do about that?
Again, I would try to see what work with the developers to see what regulations we can get through and what financing people would like to do with out regulation. We don't have the money. We don't have the money.
The jewelry district, how do you think the city can best leverage that to get some more jobs over in that part of the city that's historic but really hasn't drawn a lot of new business?
Well, now it's the Knowledge District. I'm there routinely in the medical school building. It looks to be coming up very nicely. Again, we partnered with Brown. Johnson & Wales is putting up a physician assistant building. RIC wants to put up a new work with them regarding the nursing program. This is the colleges. This is an asset that Providence has that Detroit never did, and we should be working with, not just sending them a tax bill and saying we're cutting off services if you don't pay it.
We're out of time. Thanks for joining us. Daniel Harrop, Republican candidate for mayor of Providence.
Thank you very much.